Hello.
What up, bitch?
Welcome to the podcast of Two Gays to Function. I'm Tyler Perrone.
I'm Jelani.
He don't got a last name. Mm-mm. He's like Kyle XY.
I'm an alien.
He's an alien.
Oh, I used to be obsessed with Kyle XY. Well, not the show, but
He had no belly button.
He didn't, but he was fine as hell.
He was. Anyway.
Never mind.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to laugh? Laugh your pants off?
I hope I do.
Knock your socks off? I know you're going to wheeze.
Am I, though?
Don't get too excited.
What's the tea? What's the joke?
All right, the joke? The joke?
Come on, Mr. Jester.
What do you call a cheap circumcision?
Bitch, really?
Yeah.
A ripoff. I did this joke in the first few episodes.
Oh, I don't remember. I kind of did it because I was tired of doing the joke, so there you go.
He got tired of doing the jokes because his jokes sucked. If he was a jester back in the, what? I don't know. Medieval times? Ouch. Bitch.
Talk the nigga shit, get been hit. Dead. Talk shit, get hit.
He would have been dead. All with his
talk
head.
Shit, get hit. You go, bitch.
What is this? Anyways. What up, hoes?
Happy new week. New me.
Happy new week. Was this the fourth week in a row?
Is this the fourth week in a row?
Or the fifth week in a row?
We are on a roll.
I want to say it's four.
I just want to say that today is my... I was going to be a smartass and be like, I'm going to ruin the streak.
I would have came to your house, bitch.
I would have been like, sorry.
Nah, bitch. We doing just fine over here.
And we running. This isn't a race. This is a marathon. Pace yourself.
But don't you want to win the race?
When we come out on top, bitch.
Exactly.
When are we on everybody's radio?
Radio?
In their car.
You're confused. We talking about marathons. You talking about radios.
My mind's all over the place. Look.
I can tell. Like, I need to stick to one thing.
It's the one thing.
Like, your brain's not working right now. I need you to get it together.
It's very off today.
Well, friend. Oh, let's thank the people for listening. Again. For the fourth week in a row.
We don't have followers. I feel like we're in, like, an empty room.
I mean...
Like, a giant empty room. Like, a giant...
Like, it'd be, like, a live show. Like, it'd be, like, nobody there.
I honestly feel like the episode of SpongeBob went chrome. I think I've talked about this when everything was chrome. He's like, hello.
And then this every week.
Yeah, because my favorite episode of SpongeBob. If you guys really know me and want to know, that's my favorite episode of all time.
Yeah, so if you like prone, you better jot that shit down.
Yes, ma'am.
So when he asks you, oh my god, you know what my favorite episode of this really childish TV show that I probably still watch to this day?
Finish my sentences for me.
That's so annoying.
Because she's tired, honey. Heenie.
Well, wake the fuck up, bitch. Heenie. I'm really sore from the gym, to
I'm
be
tired of people saying heenie. I feel like it was overplayed.
Heenie. No, I never really heard anybody say heenie.
Heenie.
I mean, Jonathan Van Ness said it on Queer Eye, but he's the only person I've ever heard say heenie.
Oh. Well, you don't go out, though.
I don't. Like, for what?
Exactly. For what?
See these gays.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing's wrong with them. I just want them all in my face. Like, hey, girl. Bye, girl. Like, I can see you on Instagram. Not really, because I don't follow y'all, but it's fine.
He minds his business.
Always.
She minds her business. Mind the business that pays you.
Yes. Come on. Corinthians 6:13. Oh. And stop doing that. Anyways, how's your week been, friend?
That's good. I'm chewing on ice, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to do this, you know.
Call thirsty.
Are you anemic?
Hmm?
Or is it an anemic thing or a diabetic thing?
I don't know. It's a thirsty thing, bitch. That's what you do when you're thirsty. Don't label me. I don't do labels.
Okay. Cool. So.
All right. What's your personal topic for the week?
Bitch, I haven't decided on my personal topic yet.
You have a lot of personal topics? A lot of personal things happened to you this week?
Nothing's happened to me this week. It's been
She's
a very...
She's booked and busy.
It's been a very slow week for me.
It's been a slow week.
Like, I feel like everything that happened this week, I've already talked about in the past episodes. So
you were in the future last week is what you were telling me.
Basically.
Come on, that's so Raven.
Somebody clearly came, future Jelani came up and was like, bitch, I don't know what the fuck you did, but hey, it worked. So.
It worked?
Not really, because I was still annoyed, but it's
fine. What were you annoyed about?
I mean,
if you don't have a personal topic, it was just the same. If we don't have a personal topic, let's talk about, like, how are you feeling, friend?
I feel great today.
Do you feel great?
Yeah.
But what about the day before and the day before that and everything else?
I was going through it.
What were you going through?
Was that Tuesday?
Yeah, I was going through it Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday.
I just get these fits of not wanting to do anything. And it's not because, like, I'm being lazy. It's just because, like, I get the thinking. And I kind of, like,
thinking about
sabotage myself. In a sense. So oh, bless.
Sorry, girl.
Hard stop for a second.
Hard stop, she said. So you get to thinking about what?
Like, I think about, like, what ifs. Like, what if I went to school sooner?
Uh-huh.
What if I stay or I moved to New York when Rosemary left? Or mm-hmm. what, like, all these kind of things. Like, what would my life be like if I did X, Y, and Z? Basically.
That's natural.
Yeah, I would say so. But when I do think of those what ifs, yeah. It's more like, it's more like, if I would have done this, my life would be a lot better than where I'm at right now.
But that's you using your imagination, thinking that if you did something...
Right. Because my life isn't bad.
Not bad, no. But, like, if you went to school sooner, or if whatever it might have been, doesn't necessarily mean a good outcome.
Right.
You think in your head that because you're supposed to do this and somebody told you you're supposed to do it, a good outcome is supposed to happen.
Right. Basically. That's the essential.
That's the essential.
But I don't know. It's just... Like, I do this every now and again. It's not, like, as often as it used to. Like, it doesn't happen as often anymore.
Yeah.
But I need to do that. I need to email my therapist to start, so I can start going back.
Mm-hmm.
Because your boy need it.
Get the mind right is what you need to do.
Get the mind right.
Self-reflect.
Yes, meaning. Bitch. I mean, I feel like I'm on the right path at the moment. I just need to stay there. And I just need help
staying there. Stay the course.
Yes.
Well, you know, a ship needs a sail to stay the course. You might need a therapist to stay the course. Make it happen.
Stay in my lane.
No, we're not staying in your lane. Stay in your ocean, bitch.
Stay in my ocean.
Stay in your ocean.
That's a lot of space.
That's a lot of space. You need that space.
If I'm in my own lane, nobody's in my lane.
I think fuckboys would be the sharks. What would be the coral? What would be the fish?
The fish?
Yeah, what would be the fish in your room?
The gays in Atlanta.
I hate you so much.
You know, they travel in packs.
We
schools.
Do. They do. Bitch, we are going to be using that every time I go, oh, look, there's a school right there. Look at that school.
They
really
hang out in, like...
Oh, my God. They hang out, like... You remember when Dory, like, talked to all those fish?
Yes.
And they were like, huh?
Right. They were all, like, in sync.
All in the business.
Because the gays be all in the business and in the bussies.
Okay. They swimming in it, bitch.
Swimming.
Come on, ocean.
I hope you're not swimming in the bus. If you are, then, like I said last week, that is an issue.
What's the problem with swimming in the bus? Because if you spit on it, it'll be good,
here
bitch. Okay?
Here we go.
It makes sense. It's a pool.
Ew.
Going back to the what ifs. So what are you going to do so that you don't get stuck in, like, the repetitiveness of, you know?
Oh, with that mindset?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what I can do. Like, it just happens.
No. I mean, it's going to happen regardless, but, like, what are you going to do when you get to that space again? Like, so that you're not in there for very long.
Well, like I said, if I go to therapy, I would know how to cope with it, because right now I don't have the tools to cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I just, like, let it affect me.
Have you been thinking about tools that you could just come up with yourself?
I mean, not necessarily, because, like, I feel like it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Like, I can always say, I can just talk myself out of it. Like, no, I talk myself into this, and how am I going to talk myself out of it? It's a lot harder.
Okay, so there probably is something that gets you to talking yourself into it.
It's just random. Okay. Like, I just have these, like, little, like, you know, like, for instance, like, right before you go to bed, you start thinking. That's me, but it happens, like, not just at night. It happens, like, randomly in the fucking day.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Right.
It's confusing.
Is it confusing? It is confusing.
Just a tad.
It's life. You figuring this shit out, though.
I am.
Come on.
True
team.
You
know, you got a map.
Ooh, it's a little messy.
It might be a little crinkly.
It's a little crinkly.
The directions
you
might not
really
be right.
You can't read it very well, but...
You can't read it well.
I want to get it revamped.
We can, you know, iron it out, straighten it out, yes. Redraw the... We can draw the map key.
Come on, map key.
Okay, you know, people are still finding out shit about, you know, the Earth. They redoing maps. It's never the same.
Come on, compass.
I'm trying.
We got the north, east, west, and the south.
Come on, directions. We love a compass.
Do we?
We do.
Have you ever used a compass?
Nope.
Me either, bitch.
I just have that intuition.
Oh.
Go look at this.
It's called Google Maps. Okay.
You know, when you like, but I don't understand why people do that.
My sister used to do that. She's like, are you supposed to the wind blowing.
Are you supposed to be able to like feel it? Like feel the wind?
Yeah, like sense. You feel like the direction, I guess. I thought it was stupid.
I just feel like you just have a wet finger after that.
Exactly. Disgusting.
Is it disgusting though?
Yes.
How disgusting?
Just nasty. Like, why are you putting your fingers in your mouth?
Because I'm hungry.
Well, okay. Cannibalism.
Is it cannibalism?
Yes, it is cannibalism. It's disgusting.
Watch your mouth.
Watch your man's. You should watch
your Jamal. Mouth. You bitches is pressed.
I don't know that song.
It means the mouth to mouth.
Oh, you know the lyrics.
She do, honey. She do.
He a typical gay.
Finally.
You know the Nicki Minaj. Finally. The
listen, Jelani just fucking mad. He doesn't know the words, okay? He feel left out, okay?
Well, Nicki Minaj, what are her fans even called? Barbs? The barbs are fucking nuts.
The barbs.
And they're all like 13 and 14 years old. If you are a grown-ass man, you are a barb. I am looking at you very sideways. Very sideways.
You know you're going to like walk outside and your tires are going to be slashed.
Right? I'm not scared of barbs.
You're not scared of barbs?
I'm scared of the hive. I'm not scared of the barbs.
The barbs are just as scary too.
Are they though?
They are.
They're children.
How?
They have the mindset of a 10-year-old. They do. Like, I'm legit more scared of the hive. Like, I'm not scared of barbs. You know what? You never know who's a barb. You can like meet some hood ass motherfucker. And he'd be rapping fucking Nicki Minaj lyrics. He'd be like, ooh, let me stay quiet.
Come on, Trey.
You want to get my ass
that's
whooped.
That's what I'm telling you. You're like, on, your tires are going to get slashed.
Bitch,
hashling,
I'm a cop's ass motherfucker now, okay?
Oh, I was going to talk like this. Hashling slasher.
You wouldn't have a podcast.
I wouldn't.
Oh. Bitch, wait. You're going out of town next week.
We'll be back. Don't worry.
Okay, you'll be back in time.
Oh, I will probably have a bunch of personal topics.
Well, what's your
first
topic this week?
This week, so...
What's the pizza?
I always thought... Well, not that I've always thought, but like... Say if I met you at a library, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced you to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, here's my bestie, Jelani. And they're like, oh, how did you meet? I'm going to say, oh... I'm going to tell them the truth. Oh, I met you at the library.
Right.
You know, he was flipping through books. He looked like a bookworm. He looked smart. He got glasses. Okay. He minded his business.
Hello.
He dropped his book and then I picked it up.
Okay.
Okay, that's how we became best friends.
Hello.
Honestly, that's not how we became friends. That's not. But, I mean, symbolism, okay? But, if you are at a gay bar, say you're with somebody.
Okay.
You're like with a group of friends.
Okay.
And there's a boy that comes and approaches you. Another fish. So you're in your school of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And another fish from another school decides to swim over by himself.
Okay.
Okay, so he's trotting along. And you're like, oh shit, I know her.
Okay.
I know that fish. Okay. But you know that fish from online. Okay. AKA Grindr.
Okay.
And the fish comes over and is like, oh my god, and says hi to the other people because they've met in person besides you.
Right.
Like, oh my god, you look so familiar. And you're like, I play this all in my mind every time this happens. Like, literally, it's a movie, okay?
Okay.
I'm like replaying our conversation that we had on Grindr about, oh my god, let me eat your ass. Oh my god, let me suck your dick. Blah, 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 blah. And then it never happens because I just honestly, I just talk a good game on Grindr. Be happy if I actually meet you in person. Like, deadass. God gave me two hands for a reason.
Two.
Two.
He busy.
Okay. All over. Touchy feely, sis. But if that fish comes over and is like, how do I know you? And you're like, you messaged me on Grindr. Is that rude?
No. That's how you met.
That's how we met. But what if your school of fish looks at you like, oh, you're a rude ass bitch for saying that?
Then they're idiots. Then they clearly need to go to another school because they're not learning anything. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, I'm at a Starbucks.
No, bitch.
Like, you messaged me on Grindr. You sent me dick
pics. I sent you booty hole pics. Like, it is what it is. We never met.
It's what it is, okay? This is the world we live in.
I was baffled. Bamboozled.
I don't understand that. Like.
Shook.
I met you online.
I met you on
Grindr. What's the fucking big deal?
The point of Grindr was to hook up. Yeah, we were trying to fuck.
And you didn't say that, like, oh, you messaged me on Grindr, you tried to fuck me. Like, no, you just said we met on Grindr.
That's it.
Very, so I don't see the big deal.
I feel like that's very PC.
It's very PC. We met on Grindr, like.
And it's not even clocking like, oh, we met on Grindr. I'm gonna be like very casual, like, no, we met on Grindr.
Easy peasy.
Not even like.
I feel like maybe some people think it's rude. I don't fucking know. I don't see why. I can't, like. Grindr is a hookup app. Like, we're not gonna say, like, yeah. Most people. Like, there is a very select few people on that app who want to find an actual boyfriend, but I mean,
like Jelani.
No, I'm not on Grindr, but I just don't see it. I don't understand it.
I would love a response from all you hoes out there listening. That
we can do a poll.
We should do a poll, but oh my god, we should.
We can do like a video poll. So that way we can like just say it, and I have to type that. Nobody wants to read.
No, why?
We just don't like to read.
Reading is fundamental.
Reading is fundamental, but clearly the only. Never mind.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth
shut.
Have
nothing nice to say, don't say it.
But yeah, nobody likes to read, so we can just make a video and be like, hey, so. Pick a fucking yes or a fucking no.
Yes.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But yeah, no. That's just stupid. Like, if you're so ashamed, like. To say where I met you, like, why don't you get off Grindr?
Or don't come up to me at all.
If you're gonna get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because we're very blunt people, you know? We're gonna tell it like it is.
Hence why I have, like, four friends.
The less, the better.
Oh my god, it's great. It's amazing.
Even the prone does have a lot of friends, I feel.
Okay, everybody says
prone has a lot of people.
There's the thing. Everybody gets that very much confused, okay?
Because, bitch, this trip to Miami went from 3 to damn 1,000.
I know who's going to this trip. It's going to be
It's Tyler. Six of us.
It's going to be you, Tyler, Alyssa, Fernando, and Felix.
Five of us.
That's a total of six.
Did you count yourself?
That's seven. Right?
So there's seven
Jelani,
of us?
Tyler, Alyssa, Fernando, Felix, me.
Six. You just kind of just... Bitch, you kind of...
Did I count?
You,
yeah.
Me,
yeah.
Tyler,
Fernando,
Tyler,
Alyssa,
Felix, that's six.
And then five of my cousins.
Huh?
Yeah.
See? It's always some shit. This happened last time. We went to NOLA, bitch.
My cousins live there.
Oh, so they're not coming.
They're not
They'll
coming.
Just be around.
They're going to be there.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I didn't know this. Oh, Jesus. Y'all, I don't do drugs, but I'm going to have to do something.
But they're not. They don't do drugs.
I'm going to have to, because your cousins are a lot.
Oh, I know.
And that's just from the text messages that I saw. Bitch, yeah. I can only imagine. Oh, my God. Alyssa's going to be there.
Alyssa's going to be there.
Chew. I got to go.
She's going to get her ass ate.
Lord, this is gonna be fun. Very fun trip.
I can't wait for it.
I'm still a little iffy on the nude beach, but it's fine.
I'm probably might not do it.
I'm not getting naked.
Oh no.
But I might participate. I might just be a good. I'll be a good sport.
Okay, that's fine.
But I will be having my Ray-Bans on, and I will be making really ugly faces when I see some saggy balls. I don't even go to the bathroom at LA Fitness.
Come on, bubblegum.
Bubblegum in a
minty
ditch.
Minty fresh.
I don't think it's fresh.
I did.
I think it's chewed up.
I always
chewed
think...
up and spit out. That's what it looks like.
You know those potatoes and sacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see when balls. Just I'm like I see balls. I'm like, wow, that's weird. It's weird. Potato, you know, it comes in a sack.
don't know what kind of potato Jeep you get in. That looks like balls.
What did I say?
You said...
potatoes.
Yes.
You know, like, they come in, like, a pack, like, a sack?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, so you think the set looks like a... okay. A ball, yeah. That's what you're saying now.
Yeah, I was very, like, confused at the moment. I thought I said peanut butter for some reason.
What the fuck?
I don't know what's going on.
Not at all, actually. Never, no.
I couldn't tell you.
But yeah, no, I mean, it'll be an experience. Miami is going to be an experience for all of us.
It needs to be an iconic trip.
I am not breaking any limbs, spraining any ankles. No, I'm going to stay in my lane this trip.
You are.
I'm not going to dance in the middle of the streets.
Oh, yes, you are.
In fall.
Yes, you are.
I can't chance it. I'm going to get drunk, but I'm not going to get, like, waste. I was wasted. And
I just want to let everybody know, during this trip, I will be completely trashed the entire time.
I figured that much.
Literally the entire time. I cannot wait.
The entire time?
The entire time.
From the time we wake up to the time we go to bed.
Yes.
Okay, wait. I don't think that's a good idea. Only because I don't want to be dehydrated.
I don't want to be dehydrated, bitch. Now, bitch, if I don't end up in the hospital from alcohol poisoning, the trip wasn't good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there. I'm the responsible one, so.
It's going to be a hot-ass mess.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys should be ready.
Your cousins and Fernando.
I wonder who's going to kill each other first. Are my cousins going to kill...
I'm going to go out and release two fucking albums.
Are my cousins going to kill Fernando? Or is Fernando going to kill my cousins?
I don't know.
Cousins.
You know, I love Fernando, but I feel like he look cray-cray.
He's a little crazy.
A little sociopathic.
You got to cut this out because he listens to our podcast.
That's fine.
I'm just letting
you know. Cut it out for what?
Okay, fight.
I said I love him. I just think he's secretly crazy.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
It'll be fun.
It would be fun. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited.
Mm.
But yeah, anyways, so.
I don't think, like, do we have really, like, what's tea? I think this week has been very, like.
Oh, bitch, what's tea is that these motherfuckers are fucking up. Messing up the motherfucking bag. He was secure the bag, not throw the bag away.
Who's he? Who's she?
Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would he do that? Like, why? Why?
He didn't...
I mean, well,
like, wasn't getting... He said he wasn't getting paid enough. He did it for a check.
Right. He said he did it for a pay raise, which doesn't make any sense. But... he also denied everything at court today. And he got released $100,000 bond. So I feel like it can be two
even
ways.
I
feel like this bitch is either lying or somebody is setting him up.
I mean, duh, that's what I think. I think somebody's setting him up, but why would you pay these people off fucking check?
Exactly. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So it's like...
But it also doesn't make sense that somebody would attack somebody when it was negative 40 degrees outside. You know what I mean?
I don't understand.
You know, so there's just like a lot of things going on here.
Right.
But what do we do if it's fake? What do you do if it's fake?
I mean, honestly, this is just not the time. Like, bitch, you could do this in March. We're in Black History Month. Like, you're making us blacks look bad, okay? You're making us look very bad. And as far as for Jordan Woods...
Oh, shit.
Bitch, the bitch is evicted. Like, what the fuck was she thinking?
She's canceled. Honestly, can I be real with you? I would totally fuck Tristan, too.
Nah, bitch. That's no. Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't trust niggas. With a condom, without a condom.
Shouldn't.
I don't trust people, period. And then you know, like, I don't care how fine you are.
How are you gonna be like friends?
Who?
With how are you gonna be friends with? I can't even think of her name. Kylie.
How is she?
They're not friends no more.
Supposedly the news reports that she's having a very hard time. But clearly she kicked. I mean, because she was living in Kylie's guest house.
Oh, shut up! And then Kylie kicked her out.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I would.
I mean, I thought it was all fake, but until like. Everything started happening and, like, stuff like that. I was like, oh, shit, yikes. Damn. But, you know, damn. Because Tristan Walker, Tristan Thompson ain't shit. Who is Tristan Walker? Why did I say Walker?
Who's Walker?
I don't fucking know. But no, it's Black History Month, like, y'all.
There's just, like, a lot going on.
Can we have a redo?
It's, like, a lot. Can we refresh?
Rewind. I just wish I could travel in the past and future and be like, hey,
don't do this.
Don't do this. Wait till fucking June.
I hate you. And then disappear. You know, like the kid.
No,
you know,
don't
like,
wait till June. That's Pride Month.
You know the
wait
kid. Till, oh, he can't do it during Pride Month either.
Wait till April.
That's fine.
What's happening in April? Easter?
Nothing. Pfft, go for it, girl.
Go for it, girl. Easter Sunday.
Those religious people.
Lift them legs. Get on them knees. Do what you gotta do.
There's a lot going on, so it's okay.
Get a little.
You know that. You know that gif where the kid is like, and then disappears.
Yes.
That's how you're gonna be.
Bye, bitches. Bye. See you later. Do better.
Do better. Want better. Be better.
But no, that was all that I had.
That's all I had too, sis. I do want to go on, not on a necessary rant, but I would like to talk about this on the podcast. This what can we do to make like this podcast better? Do you think?
What can we do?
I feel like if we knew somebody that knew how to do like editing and like we could really like do an introduction and stuff, it could be really good.
Okay. Yeah. I do want that.
Right.
Once we get like more followers.
But like we need to entice the followers, is what I'm saying, you know?
But we don't use our social media.
We don't use our social media. I kind of don't want to use it just because.
Well, then that's like, unfortunately, that's the way of the world.
I want it to be found through other words of other people. Like that was like,
word of mouth. Like word of mouth. We just need to get people to start sharing. I mean, I pay for the promotions. I know. So
you got money like that, sis.
I pay for the promotions and for the monthly subscription. Okay.
So, but that, and I'm really feeling like we should go in like deeper. I mean, I'm not saying it's just me, bitch, or just
you. Yeah,
I'm saying it's me. I feel like we should go deeper in our like topic.
Bitch, I've been wanting to do that.
It's really hard.
Bitch, it's not.
It's really hard.
The fucking questions episode. I actually a serious question. Would you ask me?
I don't really remember.
How many times did I fart today? I was like, this bitch is really going to do this.
I don't know.
I'm all for getting a little, you know. Fisty deep.
Come on, forearm. Come elbow.
Elbow deep.
Fingers. Elbow. I would. I think that's something that I would really like to do.
I mean, I'm totally down for having deep.
But I definitely need it. I need it to be more like accountability on like me and you.
I mean, last week I did really good promoting. Like I posted every day
on
the page and my own page.
Come on.
You post once and then that's it.
I don't. Yeah. I have people that follow me. I just, like...
Just do better.
It's not even just that. I just want to, like, do, like, 100% my, like, best effort. And I don't feel like I'm doing that right now. So, that's that. I don't want to, like, you know? You feel me, sis?
So, do your part.
You see me, sis?
Let's make this work.
We're going to make this work.
Bitch, I got an email from Webby. I want to get a Webby.
I don't know who the fuck
she is. That's basically, like, a media award show.
Okay.
It was like, oh, enter your... No. I'm not entering shit.
No, we can't. I would like a total revamp. I would love it.
A revamp?
Like, really, really, like, we put 110% into it. I'm saying on my end, on your end. We just gotta be creative and really focus on other things. Other things like how podcasts. Like, we listen to other podcasts. You probably listen a lot more than I do, but
I actually stopped for a good bit.
So.
I've listened to hot fucking many.
I think that should be, like, a discussion that we have when I come back.
Yes. I mean, we'll brainstorm. Like,
it's like a second job, you know? It's like a hobby.
Yeah, it is a second job.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Okay, work.
I want to win a Webby.
You want to win a Webby?
Can you imagine, like, the best podcast goes to 2K's to Function. And everybody starts fucking screaming.
And can we cry? And then can we say,
I just want to thank my mom.
I just want to thank God.
I just want to thank myself because
without me, I couldn't do this shit. That was going to be our speech, okay?
I mean, I would thank God, of course, but I thank our listeners and our fans.
I'd say.
When we get to that point, of course.
I would say. It was all me and Jelani. We did a great job.
You hosted nothing. And then we go home with the reward.
And then we do. And then we take a picture of it and post it on Instagram and say, look, you bitches. We did that because of you.
Did we? We did. Because it's a voting thing.
Jesus. Hey, are you hungry, bitch? Because I'm hungry.
I'm starving.
All right, let's go.
Where are we even going to eat?
Olive Garden.
Are we?
Do we want to go there?
I mean, you know, let me see.
We can.
Okay.
Olive Garden's not my favorite Italian restaurant.
We can talk about it. If somebody takes me to Olive Garden on a date.
If somebody takes you to Olive Garden on a date, don't date them.
It was so good when I was on a date there.
Well, you just like to eat. You want Beach. Pearl wanted me to go to Golden Corral tonight.
I love a fucking good buffet.
He loves a buffet, period.
All right, sisses, it's time for us to go. Okay, it's getting real.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @2gayspod and our personal Instagrams at Johnny Mir and Poppy Perone. If you don't know how to spell those, it'll be in the bio and on the artwork.
Work.
And we will see y'all next week.
Tuesday. All right, bye.
Bye.